This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An artist who's described as Cleveland's one-woman choir is using a fellowship to enhance her performance. Krista Ebert, who goes by Uno Lady on stage, is among about a dozen artists selected as Akron Soul Train Fellows. For this week's Shuffle, we talked about her electronic music that unfolds out of a suitcase. Uno Lady performs behind a simple DIY podium with just a microphone. But what she's doing is anything but simple. She's singing while simultaneously adjusting knobs on a mixer and working 10 pedals on the floor. She's using them to loop and layer her voice into a chorus that blends elements of jazz, doo-wop, 60s pop, and folk. Where are you going to? Where are you
going? Seeking adventure, can I tag along? I have sang my entire life, and I was in church choirs and school choirs growing up, and then I was a part of the music scene as an attendee and a listener, and then it just got to the point where it's like, I have to make music. I can't not have an outlet. So I started to create in my own home. I got a computer. I taught myself how to use Logic Pro, and just started layering vocals, and then someone asked me to play a show. So then I started playing shows, too.
So how did this progress? Because you started with just a computer and mm-hmm. what, a microphone?
As I started to play, I realized I wanted to make it more engaging for the audience, so I started to loop and get a loop pedal and started to do more compositions that could be created right in front of the audience.
And you basically, what, unfold the suitcase?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things in there, and you make it all happen. How does this work?
This is my second podium that I've created. So it's an invention of mine. It's a vintage suitcase that expands with a scissor lift, and then it has little hooks so that it can be at waist level so I can twirl the knobs and do things that my feet can't do with the pedals. And so I sing into a microphone. It goes through a bunch of effects pedals, and then it goes through a loop pedal to where I capture the sound and record over it and then over it again and over and again and over it again. So I layer a lot of the songs live for the audience. Don't break my heart, don't break my heart. Don't take my joy, don't take my joy. Hold me.
Over the summer, Uno Lady was selected as an Akron Soul Train Fellow. The residency program provides resources for visual and performing artists.
There's many benefits of the residency. You get time to work on your art. You get a stipend and resources to create a new body of work, and there's a public performance involved, so that's an opportunity to connect and engage with the greater Akron community.
What is your project that you're working on through the Akron Soul Train?
So my project aims to increase the reach and depth of my performance. So I'm going to take time off work, and I'm going to focus on creating and investing in my equipment. The first goal I had was to create visuals for live performance. So I bought a camera, I'm going to buy a projector, and then I'm going to layer footage of nature to match the songs. So I hope that that has like a transportive, meditative effect on the audience.
So when you're making it as an independent artist, a good way to get there is through fellowships.
For sure, for sure. So it's not just on me. And I'm also a one-person band, so I don't have other members to pitch in and things like that. So instead of overplaying and playing out way too much to try to raise all this money, I can just focus on creating. I'm grateful for the support that they give me.
That's Uno Lady, Krista Ebert. She says she's also finishing up her fourth album. Her Akron Soul Train public performance is February 6th at Akron Recording Company. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.